Be'ezer Hashem, tonight's topic for Kedusha, for Shvius is Kedusha Shvius, and we're going to do a short introduction of the basic Mamore Chazal in regards to Kedusha Shvius, and begin a small topic. Tonight might even let you out a little earlier. So tonight's going to be a small topic, but actually quite a tricky topic, and that is the topic of flowers and spices in regards to Kedusha Shvius. Mirtzeh Hashem, as we get deeper into the Zman, Moshe had a bakasha that before it becomes halacha l'maisa to have already gone through how we're supposed to treat fruits with Kedusha Shvius. So this is really the starting point, but I want to start with a more obscure topic with a fascinating discussion amongst the poskim. I made a mistake last week. It was the first week of the Zman, and I should have started with the psukim themselves. I was scrounging for a chumash. So let's take a look again. Let's remind ourselves on the psukim in Parshas Bahar. And that, of course, will be, we'll see the psukim inside. Sheishonim tizra sadecha, pasukim, u'sheishonim tizmar kamecha, v'asaftos tfuasa. U'vashona ha'shviyiz shabbos shabbos niyed la'aret, shabbos la'shem, sadcha lo sizra, v'charmecha lo sizmar. So the prohibition in HaTorah is Zriya, Zmira, Esfiach Kitzir Chalo Sikzar Ktsira, Vesin Vein Nizarech Chalo Sivtzar is Betzira. Betzira is really another form of Ktsira, and Zmira is actually another form of Zriya, because that's how you cause the tree to grow. What we're going to focus on is the next pasuk. V'hoysa Shabbos Haaretz Lachem Lo'achla. Chazal say, based on this pasuk, that we learn out many, many, many halachas from this thing, this expression. The mitzvah of Shemitah is that you're supposed to eat from the ground and not do anything else and not do any work. Now, we're going to count right now three different gemaras with three different drashos. Obviously, we're not learning bi'iyun, so I'm just bringing out the Mamore Chazal. Three different drashos that define what the word la'achla means, and ultimately that's going to teach us the parameters of Kedusha Shvius, and we're going to come back to that quite a few times. Number one, the Gemara in Psachim on Nun Beis on the Beis. I'm indebted to Yomo, who suggested, he said, he came over to me, a good point. He said, Rabbi Simon's booklets have something more, they have arrows. So he's right, he's 100% right. So for a couple of them, and Mirtzeh Hashem, next week will get even better. Although, I have a klal gadol, and that is one of the things in life, is to make sure not to try to imitate anybody. That's a, I remember when this is past your time, right? But when I was in yeshiva, the guys in Mamish tried to imitate Rav Shechter. They tried to even speak like him. It's terrible. It's a terrible, terrible type of thing when you're caught trying to be somebody else. I'm not going to even try, but at least the arrows, I think, is a great idea. You're 100% right. 10 lines from the bottom of Nubezim, Nubezim, Psachim. Chazal darshin la'achla, amar rachmana, v'lo lehefsit. Chazal darshin that you have to, the way in which you're supposed to treat the peros shvius is to eat it, and you're not allowed to destroy it. So that's drasha number one, la'achla v'lo lehefsid, which tells us that we're not allowed to destroy Kedusha Shvius. Hence, of course, we're going to get to the details, spend a lot of time on those details as time goes on, the pach Shvius, and being careful not to throw fruits of Shvius into the garbage to cause hefsid, and there are many, many halachas of la'achla v'lo lehefsid. However, there are other points that Chazal make as well. And that is, Chazal speak about the idea of la'achla as telling us that there's a certain manner that you're supposed to consume peros shvius, even if you're not doing it behefsid. For example, drasha number two, the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Amud Beis, la'achla v'lo l'melugma, that you're supposed to use the peros shvius specifically for food and not for any type of medicinal purpose. You're supposed to use the food in its idyllic form, even though the food could be used in another manner and you're not throwing it in the garbage. Nevertheless, anything that has Kedusha Shvius requires that you use it in its most idyllic form. So that is drasha number two of Chazal. By the way, there's a machlokas rishonim whether we count la'achla as a mitzvah. There's a famous machlokas that we've discussed in the past that the Ramban seems to say that la'achla means that there's a kiyum mitzvah of kedusha shvius. The Chazon Ish here is the spoiler, and the Chazon Ish argues that no, that's not what Chazal means. Chazal are just telling us not that there's, and the Ramban doesn't mean that there's mamish a mitzvah, but rather when the Ramban says that the Rambam missed, we have this in previous packets, that the Rambam missed counting la'achla as a separate mitzvah, all the Ramban's criticism of the Rambam was that the Rambam didn't teach us the halachos of la'achla v'lo lehefsid, la'achla v'lo lemelugma, but that's, don't take the fact that the Ramban says that there is a mitzvah, as I say la'achla, that there is a mitzvah mamish to eat kedushas shvius. There are some who disagreed with the Chazon Ish. It's actually a beautiful thing to eat of kedusha shvius. That some hold that there might be a component of mitzvah shabo in eating kedusha shvius. But the Chazon Ish did not understand the Ramban that way. What emerges then is that the word la'achla is just a general provision of how you're supposed to relate to the food of kedusha shvius, and therefore you could have many different drushes. You know, sometimes when one of the first things we notice when we learn Gemara is you can only use the pasuk for one thing. So here, Chazal used the pasuk for many, many, many things. Because this is not an isur. It's not that there's an isur of hefsid, but rather there is this mitzvah, la'achla, which is an umbrella which includes the idyllic form of achla, and thereby precludes la'achla v'lo lehefsid. There's more to be said about that, and maybe we'll get back to it in the future. Finally, there is a very important drasha of Chazal that's mentioned in Bava Kamma on Kuf Aleph on the Beis, three lines from the bottom, and that is Chazal Darshan La'achla B'mi Shehanasai Ubi Urai Shavin. Now this drasha is not related to the manner in which you're supposed to consume Peroshvias, but this is what we would refer to as the Hagdoras Peroshvias. What is the Hagdara? What is the category of those things that have Kedusha Shvius? So here, how do we decide? Do branches have Kedusha Shvius? Do wood, shrubs, all those things that grow during Shemitah, does that have Kedusha Shvius? So the Gemara in Bava Kamma says the following. La'achla has food, it has a very particular identity. And that is three lines from the bottom. Bimisha hanosai ubiurin shavin. Yatsu eitzim shahanosan achar biuran. It comes to preclude wood that the hana that you get from wood is only after it is consumed. Right? The classic case of wood. Now we're talking about vamevin yavin eitzim lahasaka. Wood that's being used to heat up your food. Then in such a case, that wood, you get hana from it only after the wood has been entirely consumed. You use it, you put it under your soup, and then the wood is entirely gone. And you get hana from the wood after biura. Hana san achar biuran. So this is the third hagdara that we have, more precisely, drasha of Chazal, and this is a very, very, very important hagdara in what is Kedusha Shvius. The first two were describing to us the manner in which you're supposed to eat Kedusha Shvius. This is definitional of what objects have Kedusha Shvius. Of course, if it doesn't fall into the category of Ochel, so then what emerges is something fascinating. What doesn't fall into the category of Ochel, automatically then you don't have to be noeg the first set of halachas. You don't have to worry about la'achla v'lo lehefsid, and you don't have to worry about la'achla v'lo melugma, because if it's eitzim, it doesn't have kedusha shvius. This is a basic introduction, and an important one in terms of just knowing the different mamore chazal. Okay, now let's throw ourselves into an exciting topic. You need your help over here and there, because this is not an easy topic. This is a fascinating topic. I've always found this topic fascinating. It's very nuanced. Let's start, of course, with the Mishnah. Vered. By the way, how would you translate vered? What? A rose. Oh, right. That's the way that we would use it in modern Hebrew. That's the way we would use it in modern Hebrew. Okay. We'll get back to that. Vered shel chadash. You know, oh, wait a second. Actually, the pages are out of order. You have Nun Ches after Nun Tes. Last I checked, it was the other way around. Mishnah Vav. Havered v'hakofer v'haktaf v'halotem. Yesh lahem shvius uledmeim shvius. Avered and kofer. Right, well, let's go slowly through these types of things. So the Bar Tanura says that kofer is a time of bosem. A bosem was a type of how would you describe bosem? In frankincense? Is that the correct translation that they give of bosem? It's a type of odorous growth. Vahaktaf. And ktaf, we're going to discuss in detail in a moment what they are, because we can see Rabbi Shimon has a dissenting view. Vahalotem. All of these types of things are growths from the ground that have a positive, a good odor. Yesh lahem shvius uledmeim shvius. They have kedusha shvius. Rabbi Shimon Omer ein lekatav shvius mipnei she'eno peri. So there's a fascinating machlokus over here between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama. Everybody agrees that a vered, whatever the word vered means, has kedusha shvius. However, ktaf does not have kedushas shvius. So what exactly is this ktaf? So the Tosas Yomtif in Os Vav tells us a ktaf pirish harav ilon aparsimon, and that's how the Bar Tanura as well learns, and that is part of the tree of aparsimon. Now aparsimon gives off a nice odor. So Rabbi Shimon holds that it doesn't have kedusha shvius, while the Tanakhama holds that it does have kedusha shvius. Now what's behind this machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama? So there is a clear explanation from Tosfos in Meseches Nida on Ches Amid Aleph. And Tosfos in Nida on Ches Amid Aleph asks a very basic question. And that is based on one of the three drashos that we had before. Reviewing the basics again. We have three drashos of Chazal of La'achla. One of the drashos is and needs to be Hanaso Ubiura Shava. Now, Rabosai, what in the world is going on? Take Ktaf, and you could talk about other things as well in the Mishnah, although that's answerable. But particularly, Tosis address in regards to Ktaf, how is it Hanasa Yubiura Shava? How is it that you have Hanas simultaneously? When it comes to a fruit, then the Hanas is simultaneous. Over here, why is it considered Hanasa Yubiura Shava? So that Tosis in Dibra Maskil Mantana on Chesam at Aleph in Nida asks that question. Vim Tomar, Tosis asks in a slightly more nuanced way. B'mai pligi, what's the thrust of this machlokis? I biuro v'anaso shave. If we consider it biuro v'anaso shave, my time of the Rabbanah. Da filu eitzim have asiri b'shvius. If the hanaso biuro shave, so then, in other words, the hanah happens simultaneously. For example, there's some wood that's used to heat up on shvius. It would have kedusha shvius. Why? Because hanas ubiura shava, not the wood that's being used to cook the vegetable soup. So that for sure has kedusha shvius. Ilav the ein hanas ubiura shava, v'ein ein hanas shuva lo aser b'shvius. V'yesh loma answers Tosas. Devadai hanas ubiura shava ulefi she'eno kim lachluchei eitz sharu rabbanon. Somehow Tosas does not explain why. We consider it as something that has hanaso ubiuro at the same time. However, the machlokis is a fascinating machlokis. The Rabbanan hold that it can't be called a pri. Now here, the Rabbanan is Rabbi Shimon. Here in Nida, the Rabbanan is Rabbi Shimon, who says that the katef, which is the eitz aparsimon, since it comes from the lachluchea eitz, then it's not a pri. Rabbi Eliezer savar da hanaso chashivi havi pri. So we have a fundamental question of when you have a product of a tree, the sap of a tree, is that considered a pri? Tosis is suggesting that if it's not called a pri, according to the Rabbanan, even if it was hanaso b'yurishava, we're going to have to explain in a moment how is it hanaso b'yurishava, but even if it is hanaso b'yurishava, nevertheless, it needs to have the status of a pri to be considered something that has kedushas shvius. Otherwise, Where did Tosfos get this from? It needs to be a pre to be considered Kedusha Shvius. The Bible didn't seem to say that. Did the Bible say that? I don't know. I don't recall. I'm reading the Psukim. I don't recall seeing that. But Tosfos suggests, and that's the words of Rabbi Shimon. Look back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, She'ein Osa Peri. So Tosfos says, it is Hanasu B'Yerushava, but it's not Osa Peri. Now, obviously, Rabbosai, what's dancing around all of this are all cases of thing, all instances that are not apples and oranges, that are amorphic. What category do you put them in? Are they peros? Do we consider Hanasa Ubiurashava? Those are the two most fundamental questions they need to ask in terms of Kedushas Shvius. So if you take a look, the Mishnah Rishona deals with the issue of Hanasa Ubiurashava, the page before the Gemara. The top of the page, it says, Mefarshei HaMishnah, last column, Havered VaHakfar. So says the Mishnah Rishona, a big chidush that's going to be very important, Halacha LaMaisa. He says, Kol Hani L'Reichi Avidi, V'chol HaAsui L'Reyach Shayich BeShvius. Anything that is made for, that is used for smell, has Kedusha Shvius. The Hani Nami, these two, the Vered, the Kfar, even the Katef, which is the Eitz HaParsimon, Imei Riach Ben, Kemo Shehein, Hanason Kodem Biuran. Introduces the Mishnah Rishona, a tremendous Chiddush, which you wouldn't have necessarily seen. It's the page right before the Gemara, right after the Mishnah in Shvius, right before the Gemara in Nida. Mefarshei HaMishnah, the last column, first, the Dibar Maskel is Avered Vakfar. So says the Mishnah Rishona like this. Any time that you have something where the Hana'ah takes place before the Biur, then that's also Al Pi Halacha considered Hanasan Ubiuran Shaveh. Maybe, so let me just say that clearly in English, and then move suggest possibly a svara. This rule that the Gemara in Bava Kamma said, you need Hanason Bishas Biuran, is Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean literally at the same time. It's true, when it comes to an orange, it's Hanason Ubiuran Bibas Achas. When it comes to wood that does not have Kedusha Shvius, then the Biur is before the Hana. What about the inverse? The Hana before the Biur. So we paskin la halacha, if you have the hana before the biur, it could be Rashi already says this idea. If you have the hana before the biur, in such a case, then it also has Kedusha Shvius. What's the svara? A very simple svara. The drasha of biur and hana at the same time is that if you have the biur and later the hana, then at the time that you had the hana, the fruit didn't exist. It didn't exist at all. But if you have something that had hana, it's called them the biur, so then at the time that you had hana, it was still a pre. So since it still was still a pre, then in such a case it has Kedusha Shvius. Says the Mishnah Rishona, and it seems that many Mefarshim go like this, as long as you have hana kodem habiur, then that's enough to qualify as having Kedusha Shvius. If that's so, continues the Mishnah Rishona, just 1 second, Rav Gidon, the Hilkach, Bikulu Modu Rabbi Shimon, Velo Polig Ela Biktaf, Shu Sraf Hanotev Vikasavar She'eno Pri. The only machlokis is something that doesn't grow from the tree, like these other things, like bosam. Bosam is a particular spice that comes from the tree. So then in such a case, that has Hanason Kodem Biura, fine for Kedusha Shvius, and it also has, and it also has the status of a pre, because it comes from the tree. However, when it comes to the case of the katef, so the katef is a sap that came out of the wood. Is that called a pre? Rabbi Shimon says no. And that, what the Mishnah Rishona says, fits beautifully into what Tosfos says as well. Rav Gidon. I don't see from the Mishnah Rishonim taking sides if it has to be a relationship. I don't see that he requires that. Okay. There's a fascinating Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, despite our Mishnah, in the beginning of Perek Zayin, here we underlined, Yomo, your advice is fantastic, because here it would have been impossible to find everything. The Yerushalmi says, Besamim Mahu. And this I underlined on Lamed Beis. Rabosai, I know this is, maybe I just like to bottle, but I can't get over the page that you're looking at right now. I don't recall a time in history. What am I talking about? I'm not talking about the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has been printed many, many a time. Beer Reb Chaim Kanievsky, do you know of somebody who wrote a Pirush on a classic, on Bavli, Chumash, or something like that, and in his own lifetime saw his Pirush printed in almost every single edition of that classic? I can't recall in history anybody. I don't know what Reb Chaim Kanievsky thinks when he looks at the parish and he sees his own. It's mind boggling to me that in what a quick amount of time his parish has become a classic. It's true the Mishnah Berurah was pretty popular, became popular when the Chafetz Chaim was alive, relatively popular. But that was a parish. No one used that as the Shulchan Aruch. Now, Oz V'Hadar, which will probably be the Yerushalmi of the future, that'd be my guess. No, Art Scroll already is using it as their standard defus. On the side has Reb Chaim Kanievsky as a standard pshat, as a standard parish. I find that fascinating. We're actually I'm not just on battling. It's going to be important. Reb Chaim Kanievsky's hesber over here will be important later on. Okay, says the Yerushalmi, Besamim Mahu. What's the halach in regards to spices? Does that have kedusha shvius or not? Nishma min hada. Let us infer from the following case: haperach halavan v'oreis. A perach halavan adds Reb Chaim. Kol elu osam mehem samim. All of them are used for besamim. Don't have ein alein kedusha shvius. Chavrai amri derabbi shimini. Derabbi shimin amar ein lekatev shvius mipnei shein apri. Reb Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Bo tipater divrei akol hi. So maybe the shaila is only according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that a katev doesn't have kedusha shvius. Says the Gemara, no, the Shah is according to everybody. Why? Bahadi Nisurta. Tipater I call Bahadi Nisurta. Take a look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Hezber. End of the first column on the bottom of Lamed Beis. Afilu man de polagar Reb Shimon moda bin Isaros. Sheshofin min ha eitz. Sheke eitz atzmohu v'embo kedusha shvius. Vahani mini besamim nami min Isaros asuyan. Explains Reb Chaim that the Gemara Yerushalmi is saying like this: when we're talking about wood mamish, so then in such a case that doesn't have kedusha shvius. The sap is in between. Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan and Nida say sap is not considered a pri, while those who disagree, the Tanakama and Shvius, says that sap is considered a pri. However, besamim is even less. It's even less. And therefore, the halacha would be possibly that besamim does not have kedusha shvius. So that's the suffix of the Yerushalmi. Okay. So Rabosai, we have a few topics that we need to be masik shmeitz aliba de hilchasa on. Let me outline them. Number one. Let's work backwards. Besamim, spices. Does spices have kedusha shvius or not? That's shaila number one. Shaila number two is the first thing that comes to mind, even though we didn't see it in the Mefarshim at all, when we see the word vered. Vered. Let's now talk about the modern usage of the word vered. A flower. Could you infer from the Mishnah that a flower has kedusha shvius? The Likuli Alma said that a vered has kedusha shvius. Now, Rabosai, I ask you, is it mefurish from this Mishnah, aside from the fact that in modern Hebrew people use the word rose as a translation of vered, that it has kedusha shvius? Not necessarily. How did we see the Mishnah Rishona learned Vered? The Mishnah Rishona understood Vered as something that's L'Reach Avdi. Lav Dafka, are we talking about, a rose? It could very well be that Vered is a form of an herb that gives off a positive odor. Okay, so let's take a look now in regards to the halacha lemaisa. First of all, about how we paskin. Both in regards to the kotef, the sap, and regards to other fruits. Says the Rambam, of course, the easy part of shviyas is when it comes to psak, all you have to do is open one sefer, at least the starting point of psak, and that is the Rambam. Unlike any other limud. Maybe Kutchim would be the other exception. Says the Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Yutes, Haveret Vakofer Valoit Yeshlem Shvius Ludmeim Shvius, Hakotev Uhusraf Hayotze Mini Ilonos, Min Ha'olenu Mini Karin Einlo Shvius. So Rambam differentiates where it comes from. Vayotze Min Apagim Yeshle Shvius Uldam Shvius. Let's leave Minapagim out. You could even your own booklet put in parentheses. This is a critical line. Bamedvar mamurim bi'ilon machol, aval af bi'ilon srak hayotze mina alun minikarin kipri shelahen. The Rambam, based in the Gemara on Chesam Ebeis, says that even though we paskin like Rabbi Shimon that the sap does not have kedusha shvius, what was his logic? His logic was that's not a pre. Says the Rambam, that's only if the tree produces a fruit. But what if the only product that you get out of this maple tree is its syrup? I'm not talking now maple syrup, halacha l'maisa. It's not. I haven't seen a maple tree here in Eretz Yisrael. So what happens if the only thing you get is the sap? So then, it's a beferish. The truth is, we didn't see it inside. I photocopied it for you, but it's a beferish of Gemara, nida ches on the days, then in such a case, it does have kedusha shvius. Now, beferish, it's a tzad in the Gemara. But it's mentioned, this svara of the Rambam is mentioned. So on the one hand, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that it needs to be a pre, on the one hand. On the other hand, if the tree only produces sap, in such a case, that sap does have kedusha shvius, because Rabbi Shimon's own logic was that it's not a piri. So again, the fact that you don't enjoy and consume spices, leaving aside the word besamim for a moment, because that was a shaila the Yerushalmi, bosim and things like that at the same time, is not a reason for it not to have kedusha shvius, according to the Mishnah Rishona's explanation and the way we paskin. And that is that as long as you have hanasan kodim biyuran, then it can still have kedusha shvius, even though you don't eat it. If you have, of course, the biur before the hana, then in such a case it would not have kedusha shvius. And then the other thing to keep in mind is if you have something that is ancillary to the tree and it has another fruit, then it might not have kedusha shvius, as we have by kotev. But if it's the product of the tree, then in such a case, it will have kedusha shvius. Asks the Chazon Ish in Yud Dalet Tes, and now we get to halacha lemaisa and pshat. What's the Yerushalmi shaila by besamim? Wait a second. Besamim is certainly the pre of the growth. That is, and not, it's even better than the case of sap that comes out of a tree. Besamim is the fruit of the shrub. So if that would be so, argues the Chazon Ish, then according to all of the criteria, besamim should have kedusha shvius. So what's going on in regards to besamim? Now, there will be mefarshim that will start minimizing the category of besamim. But the Chazon Ish does not do that. The Chazon Ish says, when I say minimize the category of besamim, they'll say, well, there's certain growths that don't have kedusha shvius. Chazanish doesn't say that. Chazanish says all growths, with the exception of katef, do have kedusha shvius. As long as it has a reyach that has hana. If it doesn't have a reyach, so then that's not considered a halachic hana. But if it has a reyach, it will have hana. What's Yerushalmi shayla by besamim? So continues the Chazanish. Yud dalites perek zayin aloch aleph besamim ma'u shiyehe alein kedusha shviyis l'chora hada besam v'hada katef lo dam yeklal. The besam mafilu olson she'en and rak l'reach ve'en and ruul yechia chashiva pri. It's a pri shechashuv imperion etzel adam. It's definitely considered a pri. And remember, we even consider sap as a pri. It's better than sap, argues the Chazanish. It even comes out as a pri. Afilu olson she'en rak l'reach ve'en ruul yechia chashiva pri shechashuv imperion etzel adam va'akol melaktin olson. But the suffix is a totally different suffix in the Rishalmi. Rak machmas tashmishon, she tashmishon rak letanu, umugmer lochashiv shav lechol nefesh l'n yomtev. Chazanish has a charifus over here. For those who did Meseches Beitza, we know that you're not allowed to make the special in those days for dessert. Instead of having cake, what would they have for dessert? They would have something that's called Mugmar. Well, maybe it was, cake is not the parallel, maybe the cigarette after, which is an Issur D'oraisa. But in those days, that's a parallel. In those days, instead of a cigarette after, just to put things in brackets, I always love to quote from Rav Nevensal Shlita. So Rav Nevensal holds Mamish, it's an Issur D'oraisa, like many poskim have said, was a fascinating shaila. Reuven asked Shimon, I'm an addicted smoker, there's no way I'm going to stop. And if you buy from duty free for me, I'll save a lot of money. So Remzal was asked, in such a case, is Shimon allowed to buy for Reuven? And he says, absolutely not. Asa min ha-Torah, lefnei yiver lo sintin mechshol. You're not allowed to, ad kedei kach, it's not poshut according to him, if somebody asks you for a light, whether you're allowed to even give him a light. So anyhow, nachzor l'inyanenu, in those days, instead of the cigarette after the meal, there was a mugmar, and the mugmar was their after meal, however one would describe it. The shaila is in regards to a mugmar whether one is allowed to use it on Yom Tov. A mugmar, what they would do is they would light up the spice. I don't know, something like a hookah. I have no idea what exactly it is. But so that's what they would light up the spice, and that's what they would have. Are you allowed to use Yom Tov? So says the Gemara that you're not allowed to. It's not considered shav l'chol nefesh. So says the Chazanish, that was the shayla by besamim. V'hacha l'inyan shviyas nami b'inyan shav l'chol adam. You remember we said that when it came to shviyas, you need something that's a hana that's equal for all people. And since a hana, there needs to be something that all people get hana from, and that's different than, let's say, a malugma, and so on. So then, in such a case, that's the shayla in regards to besamim. But ein hachanami, besamim, at the end of the day, is only that particular shayla. Chazanish comes out, halacha lemaisa, that we paskin l'chumra. That besamim is shave l'chol nefesh. Besamim is shave l'chol nefesh. If besamim is shave l'chol nefesh, so then in such a case, it has the status of a full-fledged pri, and besamim will have kedusha shvius. It is a question whether that's the pashtus of the words of Yerushalmi. I don't know if the Chazanish's approach fits perfectly into the Yerushalmi, but this is the shita of the Chazanish. Now, besamim, bottom line, spices do have kedusha shvius. What about flowers? What's going to be the story with flowers? So, if you learn like the Bar Tanura on this halacha set, on this mishnah, says, vered shoshan. So then you need to say the following chidush in regards to flowers. You have to say the following chidush in regards to flowers. Since the flowers, you have hanason kodem biuro. So then in such a case, then Reach is Ana, and by definition, flowers are going to have Kedushas, Kedushas Shvius. If you don't learn that Vered is considered a flower, then in such a case, then it's not so pashut that a Vered would have Kedusha Shvius, a flower would have Kedusha Shvius. Why? Because the Yerushalmi says Beferish. In the Yerushalmi we read, HaPerach Lavan Va'orez Ein Alein Kedusha Shvius. They don't have Kedusha Shvius. Why? It seems that they're not considered a pri. So according to, if you learn that Vered is considered a rose, then it's clear it does have Kedusha Shvius. However, if you learn that it's not a rose, but rather is some type of bosom, so then in such a case, then it would not have, then there's room to say it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. How do we paskin? So here, Ruba de Poskim assume, like the Bartanura's translation, that Vered is considered a Shoshan. Hence, a Vered that gives off Reyach would have Kedusha Shvius. And you need to rely on the Mishnah Rishona's idea that Hanas and Kodem Biura is enough to create Kedusha Shvius. But now we have the following Safek. Safek is the following. Take a look. By the way, I photocopied Rev Rimon's summary over here. I might come back shortly to that, but let's skip first to the Mishpatei Aretz. The Mishpatei Aretz quotes a very important diyun in regards to roses, to flowers, and this comes up even halacha lemaisa today. This is a very, very, very common shaila. Yeah. Beis, page 117 of the Mishpatei Aretz. Prachim ha'omdim lanoi. Ve'ein lahem reyach. Einam kedoshim b'kedusha shviyas. There's no reason that they're going to have kedusha shviyas if they don't have an odor. So by the way, I would recommend the simplest thing for flowers, if one is concerned that the people that you're buying flowers for will not treat it with Kedusha Shvius, simplest thing is to try to choose a flower that does not have a scent. And if it doesn't have a scent, then it clearly does not have Kedusha Shvius. That is Lekulei Alma. The Yesh Omrim, and some say, Sha'aprachim Sheish Lam Reach Einim Kedoshim Kedusha Shvius, that those flowers, even if they do have an odor, then in such a case, then they don't have Kedushas Shvius. What's the logic behind that? So logic goes as follows. It could be that even the Bar Tanura, who said that a Vered is a rose, it could be that those roses were generally used for their Reach. That was the principal purpose of those roses. And in fact, if you look back in the language of the Mishnah Rishona, does it sound like that from him? Let's take a look in the language of the Mishnah Rishona again. What did it say? Ha, kol hani l'reicha avidi. All of these are made for reyach. So then in such a case, then they have kedusha shvius. But what happens if they're, even if they smell, but they're not primarily made for that? So in such a case, even if they have a scent, there might be room to be makel. Why? Because who says that in such a case these have any properties of a pri? If it's not used primarily for the hana of reyach, then it doesn't have the property of a pri. And this is the position of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal. Reb Shlomo Zalman, as quoted in the Mishpatei Aretz, we might have two slightly different traditions over here. But let's take a look at number 10 in the Mishpatei Aretz, the last page on page 118. B'sefer HaShmita, that's Rav Tokachinsky Sefer, Shetzmachim ha'omdim l'reach kagon vradim v'shoshanim v'sharminim b'samim, kedoshim b'kedusha shviyas. And that's basically what we've been developing up until now. V'chein hora Rav Yashiv, Sheprachim sheishem reach dinim kibesamim, sheishem kedusha shviyas. And that's how the Chazon Ish paskin, because he said that Besamim would certainly have Kedusha Shvius, and the only Shaila was whether it's Shav Lechol Nefesh. By the way, there are some flowers that one could argue are not Shav Lechol Nefesh. Some flowers you could argue that's not Shav Lechol Nefesh. In other words, many people do not find that scent appealing. I don't think you could argue that when it comes to a rose. But there are, every once in a while, some flowers that Yesh Lodun, whether it's considered Shav Lechol Nefesh. And the Chazon Ish said that when it came to Besamim, that was the suffix, whether we consider it a Shav Lechol Nefesh. Let's continue on. Achrab Shalom Zalman Orbachore She'en B'Pirchei Noi Kedusha Shvius Mishum She'Kayom Ikur HaMatara Hi Noi. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, and this is what I was zocha to discuss with Reb Nevensal today. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, let's take flowers at a wedding. When was the last time, Baruch Hashem, I was at David's chasana at the dancing, Baruch Hashem was so lebedik, the table that I was sitting at, the vase fell. Do you know? No, you don't know? Oh, wow, it's a part of your wedding. And the vase fell over, and it was a glass vase. And I was the only one sitting there. I was benching, and the vase fell over, cracked, but the service was amazing. Immediately, there were 10 people around. They cleaned out, they took off the whole table, and they reset the table from the beginning. The other person saw was Rebbetzin Michelle. That was the two people. So now that flower that was sitting in that vase, I didn't prepare for this for sheer. Just dawned on me as I looked at David. So that flower that was sitting in that vase, how many people smelled the flower? So the flowers that are there at a wedding, so that, what's it there for? It's there for noi. It's not for, it's not there l'reach. Now, the fact that there's a person there or there who smells it, that's not, because Reb Shlomo Zalman argued that that wasn't enough. In other words, it needs to be something that is used l'reach, right? Remember, I want to add the lashon of the Mishnah Rishona. Kol hani l'reach. These things are l'reach. But if it's not l'reach, now it's interesting to note that Rav Nevensal Shlita told me today that what he heard from Reb Shlomo Zalman was that those things that are there l'noi don't have kedusha shvius. He says he didn't necessarily understand. He says he's not being cholik on what the Mishpatei Aretz said, but he never heard from Reb Shlomo Zalman that those things that smell good don't have Kedusha Shvius. He only heard Reb Shlomo Zalman saying that l'noi doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. But the Mishpatei Aretz is a bigger kula in the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman. And that is that if it's generally used l'noi, and I think weddings is a good example, by us, we're zoche in our backyard that we have some flowers, and so there, I would say, no, that's l'reach. And as I cut them, and then I sometimes smell them on Shabbos. So there, when I cut them, I have two cheshbonos, both l'noi and l'reach. I don't think Reb Shlomo Zalman would say those don't have kedusha shvius. I'm choshesh that those would have kedusha shvius. But those things that are particularly used at events that are there, that are some, and I agree that where you draw the line is a little bit difficult. But Reb Shlomo Zalman said in such a case it doesn't have kedusha shvius. When I showed this to Reb Nevensal, he was a little surprised because he heard almost all the things that were written. Reb Nevensal heard himself, but he said when he heard it, he just assumed that Reb Shlomo Zalman was talking about those things that were l'noi, but lav dafka, that had a good smell. But in the Mishpatei Aretz, it's quoted in that direction. There is another raya. What's that? Only with exactly. He understood. He told me that he understood that it's only those things without smell. So let's summarize what we did. I'll leave the raya for now. Let's summarize what we learned tonight. Well, I want to summarize the introduction again because it's really, really important, Amir Tzoshem, for future shiurim. And that is that Chazal Darshan La'achla, maybe we'll come back even, we'll start again with the Ramban next time. Also, and so on and so forth, that la'achla means three things that we saw. La'achla means v'lo lehefsid. La'achla means anasu b'yurishave, and as we developed, based on the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Mishnah Rishon understands anasu b'yurishave doesn't mean that it has to take place simultaneously, but all you need is a hana kodim abir. Maybe the svara is that Because if the biur takes place before the anah, then it never had the, it doesn't have the identity of a pre when it's destroyed. But if you have anah kodem a biur, then it has kedusha shvius. And for that reason, we come out halacha lemaisa bisamim and prachim, and all those things do have kedushas shvius. Another drasha is that you have to use it in its idyllic form, which brings up the discussion of poskim. What about, which we'll get to, blending fruits and so on and so forth? Is that already considered so common that it's the idyllic form of using it, or no? And then, of course, we have to discuss, you know, peels and so on and so forth. Do those things have kedusha shvius, a little bit of fruit and so on and so forth? Those are three drashas of Chazal. We saw the Mishnah that describes a vered, and then a fascinating shayla in regards to a katef. And what comes out with what we learn from a katef is that anything that is the fruit of the tree, by definition, is going to have kedusha shvius. If that's so, some, what is even the shayla when it comes to besamim? Ah, besamim that for sure has a reach. What's the shayla? So the chazanish needs to be mechadesh that the shayla is in regards to whether it's shavu l'chol nefesh. Maybe we could add, according to chazanish, maybe those flowers that really, you know, a few people like the odor, but the scent. A rose, I think it's uniform. We could follow the row that people enjoy. But there are flowers that have an interesting scent, but many people just sneeze from it. They don't enjoy that scent at all. Maybe according to Chazanish, there's room to be mekel in such a case. But a rose would have to do shvius. And what's the shayla in regards to besamim? If it's the fruit, and hanasan kodem biura, and so on and so forth. So the shayla by besamim is a different shayla. And that is the question of whether it's considered something that's shava l'chol nefesh. And the Chazanish says that we come out, the most poskim come out like this, that we paskin that's considered shava l'chol nefesh. Then in regards to roses, we have this fascinating machlokas haposkim in regards to if it is l'reach, but it's generally used l'noi, whether it has kedusha shvius. Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed to have been mekel, yet there were other poskim that were machmir. Mitzvah Hashem will pick up with the big topics next week. Yeah. You're not interested in the details of what happened at the wedding? It was fascinating. Yeah, go ahead. Ask your question. Yeah.